That was George Washington by Y off the new album Moline. You're listening to Our Comedy the Electric, WMFO's longest running improv ballet. My name is John C. Merfeld. Boss those teeth around. Yep, we are we're missing a fine friend of ours, Brennan, this morning. He is riding the rides down in Universal Studios, Florida. He's on sabbatical from the show to go down to Florida. Brennan logs a lot of vacation time here. He's got a much better plan than I do from our boss. He's got a way better health insurance plan. Oh, yes, Alana. This is a corporate operation. I was hoping our boss might stop by actually today to talk to me about maybe getting a promotion because Brennan's package is so much better than mine. But that's not important. I've got some very special guests in lieu of Brennan. Okay. Well, the other one is here. Jamie, can you go get them? No. All right. Anyway, we're getting set up. Yeah, you just heard the new a song off the brand new Y album just released on Saturday. I'm very excited. It's pretty good. I'm gonna go see Y in April in New York. With my friend Danny. That's going to be real special. I was going to see them in Boston in April, but it was the night of the last major Decided show, so wasn't going to miss that because I'm not Mackenzie Miriam. Slam. Anyway, Alana, Alana Hamer, friend of the show, is here. How are you, dear?
I want you all to know that while I may be the show's friend...
Shoot, sorry.
Classic.
Start again.
I was going to say something obnoxious, but I feel that your show is falling apart, so I'm afraid.
It's hardly falling apart.
Well, your co-host is gone, and you didn't turn on the mic.
That's all normal.
I didn't say it was starting to fall apart. I said it's falling apart.
No, I whatever. It's always like that.
Exactly.
Okay, that doesn't mean it's falling apart. That means it's in full swing.
Sure, yeah.
Hello. All right. Well, let me just introduce the whole crew here. We got, in addition to a friend of the show, Alana Hamer, we have a friend of the show, Jamie Juveler.
Sweet to be here. When I'm at my most sharp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 And of course, new face, Pan Moncada. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm so tired.
I know. That's great. Yeah. We are, don't worry. How are you? How did you? Have you ever been on the radio before?
No.
Oh my gosh. Well, Pan. Nope.
I didn't even show her around. I didn't give her the tour. We didn't have time.
I've been in TUTV to film some things, and that was also when I shouted at the Bubs, and then but I've never been up here.
Well, I'm glad you at least got to do that age-old tradition.
No bumps here, don't worry.
Well, get excited, because about 10 million people are listening, have their ears pressed to the radio right now, listening to
so
your voice,
many.
So that'll be really special. Guys, I've got so much I want to talk about today. It's the first day of the Iditarod.
What is that?
You don't know about the Iditarod,
no.
Pan? Oh my gosh.
Is this only a thing with my male friends?
Yep.
A lot of you,
you
also
back
not
in third
care
grade
about
when
this
they
thing.
When they split the class up and then the boys got the Iditarod spiel and I don't know what you guys got.
Wait, hold on. It's only the largest sled dog race in the world.
Okay, I knew
Oh my god.
But I now really know that because a couple weeks ago Jamie and I had a very lengthy conversation about how much he learned about the Iditarod in school.
We learned a ton about it, too.
I was going to say.
We read, several books about it.
Balto.
I remember learning about Balto.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh,
the,
oh my yeah. gosh!
But wow. you didn't learn guys, that that
guys,
for
guys,
weeks.
They have an elapsed
no,
race
no.
time
like a day
counter on Iditarod.com.
Why do you know this website exists?
I don't. I just googled Iditarod because I wanted to see what kind of updates there were. Who's in first? Oh my gosh, Cody Strath is in first place.
Dude, Cody's a hot shot. He's the young hot shot.
Martin Buser, who I assume is older. Mitch Seavey. Yeah. Oh,
guys,
my gosh.
Guys, Mitch Seavey is a total underdog.
So to speak.
Get it.
I do. Yeah, wow. I mean, come on. Did you... Pan, seriously, do you guys not talk about this at all?
I'm sorry. Like...
Dude, this is...
Musher Profiles.
This
here
is doing
we go.
Numbers on my bracket show.
I can't even...
Yeah, yeah, Jamie, who you got? Who you got? I mean, my pick... I mean, I think Seth Barnes has a really good shot this year. He's wearing a hat in his picture.
Oh, you have pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you're leaving us out.
All these burly men.
Oh, those are men. I only care about the dogs. Look.
Everyone is white.
Well, yeah, I think most of them are from UConn.
All of them are also. Sure. There's one woman. There's two women.
Where?
That's diversity.
Yeah, there's some women.
There's three.
The guy was black.
That's
his
just,
face
a shadow.
Is just shadow.
Oh, yeah.
That's wow.
Yeah, he's just outdoors. Yeah. Hold on. I'll try to find some dogs.
I can't believe I never knew about this legendary.
Oh,
sport.
Withdrawn mushers. I don't know what this means. Are they
quit the race?
Like already?
Yeah.
It's only been going for 17 hours.
I remember.
Wow.
Oh, sad.
So short.
My fifth grade year, they did the Iditarod, and Gary Polson, writer of Hatchet. He did the race and we were all rooting for him and then he dropped out like 2 days in.
Oh
yeah.
I don't even remember who won the election when I was in fifth grade. How do you remember the Iditarod?
Really?
No,
because it was Barack Obama.
Yeah, it was a joke, John.
Oh, okay. It's like, wow, you have not been turned on for very long. hold on, let me. There's got to be a.
Is it
GPS
not an annual event?
No, it is.
Right?
It is.
Okay.
It was just for some reason. Yeah, I agree. Like, it seemed like fourth, fifth, sixth grade, we were just really into it.
It was a big deal.
I remember watching the animated movie about Balto and how he saved those children.
Oh, big time.
Sure,
that's
sure.
good. There's like
while
a statue
conveniently also
Park.
Winning the Iditarod.
Is it a week straight?
It's like a week and a half. Yeah, it's like 10 days.
Pretty long.
NPR
and you're on the sled thing the whole time?
I mean, no, you can't.
You can't stop.
You can't, the dogs will die like, if you don't stop.
Why... Yeah. Do people drop out? Like,
because it's hard.
Don't they know what they're getting themselves into?
Yeah, but
things happen.
Yeah,
I actually know a little bit about dog racing because if you've ever heard of the Air Bud series, the Air Buddies series has snow buddies where they all somehow enter a race and win as puppies.
Wait, did you say you're into sled dog race? Like you're into sled dog racing?
No, I like.
Have you never heard of the Iditarod?
I like stupid dog movies, and they had dog racing, sled dog racing.
They're into dog racing.
But the Iditarod is like a dumb movie, but the real thing.
Yeah.
I thought you said sled dog movies, and I was like, is there even one?
There's The Lives of Balto, Balto 2, a national hero.
Yeah, Pan understands these things.
Nobody's? Thanks.
So here's something. I went to a GPS tracker, because it seems like, holy cow, can you really watch these folks in real time?
Wow.
But then it says, to view GPS, you must be an insider subscriber. And that's a paid thing. You need to, like, subscribe to... You need to, like, buy a subscription to watch the Iditarod live, which I guess makes sense. That's how it is with sports, generally. But
I wonder how many people do that. I wonder. They must make tens of dollars.
Do they have ads on their website?
Yeah. I imagine they do. I have a lot of ad blockers. They do. They have Team Dog Profiles. I don't think they have dog profiles, Pan. I'm sorry to inform you.
I'm so disappointed.
I know. That seems like how they could make some money. You know?
You can make a lot of money. Have you ever heard of the Puppy Bowl?
People meet these dogs.
You know, coffee.
You know, it's just like how you recruit for any collegiate sport. You go to like high school games, you see these dogs, and you're like, hey, what do you want to study in college?
You like go to breeders and you like recruit them.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
So.
Actually, they're like probably. Yeah, I don't mean to put a damper on this whole... I mean, it's really hard to put a damper on the Iditarod.
But. Yeah, I mean, sure.
that excitement, Jamie. Right. But continue. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, yeah, there's probably a lot of inbreeding going on just to make these dogs big and strong. However, there's one cool thing about the Iditarod is, so they obviously have a trophy for like first, second, third place. Like, you know, you got your medals probably in the podium, and I assume.
I hope the dogs get trophies.
Yeah, but then the last place winner gets this prize. They get an award called the Red Lantern, which basically signifies perseverance and the willingness to push through all against all odds. Yikes. So basically, the first three people and then the last person get an award, which is cool. And the second to last person doesn't get anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, everyone persevered.
I wonder if you're in the last few, if you really fight to be the last one.
Look, they only have so many red lanterns.
Yeah, I don't think they would. I don't think people are like jonesing to spend a lot more time in UConn.
And sure, like, it's beautiful.
It's like minus 30.
Yeah.
Sure, but beautiful.
I don't know.
Wear a coat.
It's like nighttime most of the time.
Wow, this
is a pretty extreme thing. Also, just one more thing, we can move on, but they've got these race standings, and one of the fields on this table is the name, and then the distance, and then it's BIB, and they're all different numbers, and I don't know what that could possibly stand for. Jamie, did this come up in any of the films? They don't seem to be correlated to their standing in the race at all.
First thought it was like dog count or something.
No, they have dog count.
Buddy is best.
Best internet. Binternet.
Binternet. Yeah, indeed.
Good line.
All right, Jamie, I'm calling it.
Maybe give it a quick Google.
Real quick, if you're wondering about breeding, they don't usually do inbreed because they allow mixed breeds like the Alaskan Husky to compete, and mixed breeds are actually stronger than normal breed dogs.
Are you sure? Okay, I guess I'm wrong.
I mean, maybe there's a secret purebred black market, but why would people want...
Yeah, that's like being like, most bikers don't use steroids, and then Lance Armstrong came out, it's only a matter of time. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Before Steve, whatever his name, comes out.
Yeah, right.
I use dog steroids.
Dude, no. Just wait. Gary Poulsen's coming back with a vengeance.
Well, the thing is, like, with dogs, though, you're at a disadvantage if you do purebred, because purebred dogs are way more susceptible to, like, genetic diseases and, like...
True.
Other things. That's true. You want to get like a mixed breed, even if it's just like a little bit, it's better. And the dog's happier.
Yeah. Well, I guess they're not inbred then.
How do you know they're happier?
Yeah.
That seems like quite a claim. I'm sorry. I mean, I know about the disease.
They smile
more?
They wag their tails.
Sure.
As someone who once wanted to be a vet, I know my shit. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Oh, yeah, Panda, we request that for federal reasons you don't swear on the show, although I doubt the new FCC chairman listens to our show quite as much as old Tom Wheeler did back in the Obama years.
Okay, so we're the public files.
So. Okay, good. Okay, I found out BIB, B-I-B, it actually does, it's just BIB. It's just their BIB number, like in a track. So they
just... the dogs wear BIBs?
The mushers wear the BIBs, I think. They go in that order. So if you've bib number one is reserved for a special musher who is not there, the honorary musher that is chosen every year, and bib number two is the first people to take off, because obviously they're not like all together. That'd be a mess. So the person currently in first place is old Cody Strath, bib number five,
nice,
averaging 11.5 miles per hour. So it's pretty impressive.
Go Cody.
Yeah. Way to go, Cody. Weirdly, the person in second place has a higher average speed, so I don't know how that's possible, but...
He could have gotten more traveled ahead of time.
What?
Maybe he
got behind at a point? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, thank you, Alana. Maybe
I am very smart. Thank you.
You really are. Maybe, like, at one... Like, he left earlier in the morning, and the other guy was like, oh, I go faster, so...
Yeah, I... Well,
now he's fucking screwed.
I suppose.
Now he's
good.
Remember,
stop swearing,
I'm sorry.
Oh my god, that was not a joke. Earlier.
I know, it wasn't a joke.
Yikes, it's okay.
I'm just bad.
We're kind of, you know.
Honestly, worst case scenario, you never get invited back, and you get to sleep and not have to come.
Worst case scenario, the station gets shut down. Actually, just to clarify, that is the worst case scenario.
And you still
also
never have to come
fire
back.
That burns down the whole record collection, like in '74.
Yeah, and. And Jamie and Jamie barfs. That's also in the worst case scenario.
Ooh, I do not want to see Jamie barf. Yeah. I feel so bad. I would be the person to get this station.
Would you rather the station burn down or you barf?
I would rather me barf.
Yeah, I feel like I'm more familiar with that one.
I can handle the consequences of that better.
Does everything in the building burn down? And how long are you barfing is the question.
That's true. That's, Jamie, how long is the barf? Pan raises great points.
Just speaking from personal experience.
Yeah. what's an average Jamie barf looking like in this scenario for us?
I mean, it also depends on, like, the cause, but usually it tends
to be. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Usually tends to last around a few hours.
Okay.
I'm sick.
A few hours?
So like a sick barf.
Like on and off. I'm not just...
A constant flow? Oh, all right. Yeah, I was picturing... and then it's a nice stream.
You know, I don't know what it's like to be
like
a
when
large
I pee.
Man.
I think WFO exactly. MFO might have to burn. I don't know if I want to go through that pain.
Oh, I'm sure you get used to it for a while, right?
Maybe.
But no, this is like your barf. Like however long you barf.
It's adapted to us.
It's okay. I barf.
It's an Alana barf.
Yeah.
Or
that's a short
burn?
That's a short.
Yeah.
We'll burst.
Please respect the copyright rules,
right,
John.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Alana's face is screwed up in concentration, the pondering of this question.
Needless to say, I'd rather barf.
Sure.
Mild disappointment.
I'm not a terrible
too.
Person. And
sure, I'm on barf train.
Yeah.
I'm on barf train, but I'm also
all aboard
terrible.
The barf train.
I want to go to sleep.
Yeah, don't we all, Pan?
Not because I'm tired because of that. Too much.
Sure.
Right. Okay. I have a thing I want to try out.
Oh, no. Please don't make me play a game. I don't excel at games.
It's not. It's more of a content generation idea.
Nope. That's not good.
I just need you guys to name. Someone needs to name like an object or something or anything really.
Glitter.
Any kind of thing. Okay, great. Actually, that's perfect. Okay. Now we just keep talking about yourselves. I'm gonna pull something up.
Okay.
But in the meantime, just pretend it's all normal.
So how are you guys?
Yeah, how's everybody?
I'm pretty okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I was up pretty late trying to figure out my physics homework, and then I gave up.
Wait, what physics are you in?
Physics 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if I TA'd that class, so if you ever need...
Why has this knowledge not come sooner?
I don't know. You didn't mention it.
Well, I think you've complained about physics before, and did I not point you to John and GD?
Maybe you did.
I think I did.
I am very forgetful.
Once again, Ilana is the smartest.
What are you guys talking about right now?
How smart Ilana is.
No, what? No, in physics 11. No. What are you discussing?
Conservation of energy.
A concept
so
as old as time itself. Not true. It's actually pretty recent.
Everyone remembers Albert Einstein. No one remembers the one who pointed Albert Einstein to his... to his classmates who were better at physics. You understand.
Is Pan Albert Einstein's?
No, but Alana was like, I'm the smartest because I pointed reference Pan to John and Jeannie.
Right.
I think Pan is Albert Einstein in this situation.
Yeah.
In this situation.
All right.
I just find that hard to believe.
That remains to be seen, yeah. All right.
You don't think I could be Albert Einstein?
Well, you're struggling in intro to physics.
No, I'm
never
not.
Said that. In fact, I said I compared you to Albert
Thank
Einstein.
Thank you, I'm glad someone believes me. I actually did
Yeah, they
really
just said
well
they were staying up late doing it. That doesn't mean struggling necessarily. Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm dedicated. It could also mean I'm a horrible procrastinator.
Yeah,
which is-
you don't think Albert Einstein ever stayed up late? Who knows what he was working on?
You know?
Just kidding. We do know. He published it.
That's fair.
The Theory
That's
of Relativity. and a
Very
bunch
famous.
Of other stuff. Yeah. Okay. So, Pan, your suggestion led me to this video on YouTube, which has one view. It's a review of Easter egg slime. And I love these reviews. I just think it's really funny when people review things on YouTube. So, we're just going to see what this is about. We're going to talk about it.
What is Easter egg slime?
I don't know.
I think I might know. I have a guess.
Okay.
We'll find out. I'm sorry.
Anyway, this is our latest segment that we've been doing called YouTube Me Tube. Anyway, let's hear this Easter egg slime review.
I'm leaving.
Oh, whatever.
All right.
Yeah, me.
Hey, guys. It's Anishruthin today. We're going to be doing a reviewing video.
He's so cute. So I don't want to make fun of him.
Slime's been going around all the place, and it's almost Easter. I got these slime eggs with slime in them. I got 4 of them. A purple one. I don't know why it's purple.
The big reveal.
And the rest are, like, little-ish. So I went and unwrapped all of these. They came in with, like, a wrapping thingy around it. I don't know what it's called. It's something.
He did not do his homework.
I'm gonna go ahead and take one out at a time.
So this is exciting.
He's opening it. Wait.
There's a bunch of clear.
Nice.
You can't see it.
So it's just silly putty.
It's kind of like a... Yeah, it's silly
like
putty.
A bunch of clear stuff.
It's very embryonic.
Oh, I hate that word.
He's,
It smells like weird. It smells like
it's
weird.
It's more of a putty than slime.
Yeah, I already said that.
Crucial distinction.
Pretty easily.
Oh, it's really cheap.
This kid knows his slimes and putties.
It seems really sticky.
Second.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
That's gonna be.
He just like broke it apart. It doesn't. Yeah, it really just not.
And like crumbled.
It's very like hard.
It looks.
He's just snapping them in half.
It kind of looks.
Oh.
It looks like it could be an alien from Alien and Predator.
Do you have to like heat these up in the microwave or something?
No. They're just cheap.
This one's hard to get open. So this one.
People never like do retakes in these, you know. It's always the raw footage.
Looks like really.
It's for comedic
value.
That
1-to-1 shot to film ratio.
Yeah. It's hard to go less than 1-to-1. That ratio.
Wow.
Okay, it's just a kind of a magician's hand gesture looking at this thing.
Wow.
Yeah, he's just I don't know why he's doing
did
that.
Did he just dab?
He's just
Oh, where'd you go?
I think this video might be pre-dab.
So
maybe this is the kid that invented it.
Pretty cool because I think I got this one first and after a time it actually melts into the shape of an egg. So like if you wanted to make like say for instance a fox because I really like foxes, you can get a fox like shaped mold, put it in there, wait like
it doesn't seem like it would mold like that though.
It does.
It really doesn't.
I've messed with that.
He
like
said
shit.
He just said if you only wait a couple hours it'll melt.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not
that I don't really believe that.
They have that like it like shifts all like
so that's the end of today.
They have that stuff at like dentist's office.
Slime-shaped foxes.
I think it's fox-shaped slime.
So that's the end of today's review video. If we can get only just 2 likes on this video,
aww.
Another review
video. Can we like the video?
Oh, no. He doesn't even have 2 views. Or now he does.
The link of where you can get the putty and... Yeah. Bye.
Oh.
Please like that video, John.
I don't know.
Please,
John.
We're already making this kid famous.
Wouldn't it show up on my channel?
It's got 7 views.
It has 7 views. 1 like.
John, we gotta be the other like.
Hold on. When was this posted? March. Oh, whoa, this is from yesterday. Oh, okay. So he'll get. It has 2 comments. Oh no.
What does that say?
Your videos suck is the 1 comment. Oh god.
Oh no. Please John, like it and please like downvote the comment.
I also the comment so it'll disappear forever.
Want to be clear that I will be doing the same later.
All right. I'll do it. Downvote the comment.
No, liking his video and downvoting that comment.
John, I don't see you liking it.
I feel weird about liking it. I'm worried it's going to show up on my channel that I liked it.
Oh, and then people will know you're nice. God forbid.
God forbid they think you're an actual human being.
Can you
feelings.
Do it? He only needs 2 likes.
Just like the video.
All right. I feel so pressured.
Look, that's your good deed
added to
for the year.
See, it got added to my liked videos. I never liked videos. It's come on. Now YouTube's going to think I want to see stuff like this.
Isn't this your
and now,
segment?
And now you're just going to see his face half in the frame. Just every time you look at that playlist, John.
I can't.
You had
a
good three quarters.
Don't you dare unlike it.
I can't.
John.
It's going to mess up my whole algorithm on YouTube.
John.
It's going to be suggesting me all this bizarre.
Because the YouTube algorithm is perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it's at least it's good enough.
Okay, but then it will show you weird stuff and you can play it on your show.
I don't.
Does the work for you.
See, Alana's smart.
All right, Alana, let's play this out, though.
How did this relate to glitter?
Well, it didn't. What I did was I searched glitter review, and then I sorted by view count, and then I went to the last page, and then it said it had one view. Apparently, it had seven.
I see.
Well, it's gaining
views. I guess it came up. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Also, before we play this out, can we just have a quick discussion about this goop?
Yeah, yes. I agree.
Yeah.
Wait, before we have that, I'm not going to unlike the video, but can I just explain to you my fear?
All right, fine.
All right, Alana, what if I'm on a first date?
Of course.
Right, with a total cutie.
This happens to you all the time.
I go on a lot of first dates only.
Actually, that's kind of fair.
Yeah. You have no idea. And what if we then go back...
Okay, this is where it's getting a little bit. That doesn't
anywhere
happen.
Where hypothetical. Maybe I have my laptop and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have, or even maybe.
Sure, you're studying together.
She or he, probably she.
They.
It's usually a she or the anybody.
That's all encompassing.
Whomever, yeah, that is true. It's often a she. They are like, I got to show you this amazing video. And I'm like, okay, let's log on to YouTube.com and watch it. And then they see, oh my gosh, your suggested videos are all like egg reviews from these little boys.
That seems ideal. It welcomes in a funny, fun story that will make you seem charming and lighthearted. And there's nothing the ladies like more.
Yeah, you guys say, I thought this poor kid, he got insulted, and I thought I'd like his video. Or, honestly, like, that means it lowers the bar, so.
All right.
Little boy slime review.
Okay, all right. All right.
So then you can impress her more. Like, be like, you know, I actually like intellectual things. She'll be like, what? Not just slime reviews?
Honestly.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like.
That would make the difference.
Right? Even more realistic hypothetical situation.
Sounds like both of
Alana.
You would be very. Very happy to see this in someone else's
I wouldn't judge
YouTube recs. Okay.
But maybe this is the way to get me, John. Maybe you just crack the code.
Wow, great. Live on air with Jamie. Hey, Jamie.
Jamie's
I figured it
tricks.
Out. Yeah, all right, great. Anyway, Alana, let's talk about the goop.
Right, okay, the goop.
Yeah.
So, everyone.
I've actually encountered a lot of this goop in my time because my grandfather's a dentist and they have, like, this silly putty stuff in the free toys.
It doesn't seem much like silly putty other than it comes in an egg, though.
Yeah, it's very rigid.
It's more like when you warm it up a little bit, it's more, like, malleable and you can, like, put little air bubbles and it makes, like, a little
pop
and sound.
But that's the point of silly putty.
Yeah.
This seems,
worse.
Like, more gelatinous.
You can also, like, just press it, and it's really weird, and it's not sticky. It's like wet or, like, moist.
Huh.
It's weird.
What did you do with it?
I slapped a little bit, and then I stuck it on the carpet, and it never came off.
Wow.
So it's not sticky, but it will stay on your carpet for the rest of time.
It will make a mess.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, that's horrible. Okay. Any other goop thoughts? Any other opinions
on
the goop?
I feel like I've encountered this substance at some point before, but I don't remember when. And it certainly wasn't in this video.
Probably sometime in your childhood.
I also feel like this is the kind of thing that kid will find in like 10 years in his basement at home, and it will be just like very dry and weird. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it's already... Apparently it's moist out of the egg, but it looks dry in the video.
Also, why did he buy one purple one and three blue ones?
He must prefer blue to purple.
He could have gotten a variety pack.
Video highlight when he revealed that he had three additional eggs.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Okay, like, video highlight.
I bought four so I could break all of them. He would just put it up to the camera and then just pull it apart.
I like when he held him up like he was like a Pokemaster.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, guys...
is very intense.
Sick stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's because he ripped it so violently.
Yeah, it did
seem... If you pull it slowly, right, it'll stretch.
The same thing happens with Silly Putty, too. If you pull that violently, then it'll break.
It is Silly Putty.
Yeah. But it's not. It's different.
It's very much different.
It's slightly
different. It's a slime egg.
I didn't know these were becoming increasingly popular, as he said. I don't see the appeal at all.
I don't think they are.
I don't know. Maybe when this video's got 10 or 12 views, then we can talk about how popular the slime eggs are becoming.
I guess. Also, I'd like to know his name.
Oh, I think he said.
I missed it.
Well, hold on. I could look at his channel. Attention. I'm curious what else he's uploaded.
Does he have
What are his other reviews?
Hold on. Recently closed.
Yeah, the comment said videos, so it seems like this guy took the time to watch multiple videos.
Right, just to confirm.
Yeah.
Oh, man, all right. Wow. This is amazing. Okay, the channel description is, on this channel, the description is, on this channel, I do all of my hobbies, Nerf, foxes, taekwondo, and soccer. Please give me a Subway sandwich. Emoticon smiley face.
Such a boy.
Except none of the videos are about that stuff. He's got a Nerf War video. Beating
Foxes,
Stereo
that's such
Madness
a cool
3.
Hobby. Foxes?
Bono Perfect.
How do you even do
Seems
that?
Seems like there's... Okay, there's some Nerf reviews. There's some...
I just want to be clear. Videos. Not only will I be doing all that stuff I previously said, but I'm... definitely gonna go home and subscribe to this kid.
Random unboxing video.
I don't know
one.
How far my kindness extends.
I'm mainly just curious.
I'm a little curious about the Nerf reviews. Like, what is he reviewing? Is he? What about the new like girls line they have?
Jamie got a Nerf gun for Christmas.
I feel like we're not talking enough about the foxes part.
Yeah, his second hobby is foxes, which
like, that's number two.
Which, to be fair, that shows up. That's his avatar.
Oh, so. Wow. That's so cute.
Yeah.
I just feel like maybe I could learn some fun tricks about Nerf guns and then convince Jamie to bring his Nerf gun to school, and then I can shoot John with it.
Oh, it broke because I shot it too much.
Oh, come on, Jamie.
What do you mean you shot it too much?
Jamie, shot it too much, and then the spring. Broke.
You dummy.
I never in my life
that
have broken
even
a Nerf gun.
Boys.
Yeah.
Not even boys shoot Nerf that much.
It's okay, Alana. I'll bring you one of my Nerf guns from my arsenal of Nerf guns, and you can shoot John all you want.
I also, Alana, I'm a little dubious of this idea of like, you need to learn special Nerf tricks. You just shoot them. Like,
oh, but how?
How cool. Would you know? Have you watched the videos?
I know, but I've played Nerf.
I don't think
Nerf
you
is
have
my
been.
Favorite hobby, too.
Yeah, I trust him more.
Yeah.
If you don't know sick Nerf tricks, then I don't think you've really been playing Nerf.
Maybe not. I used to do big battles in my friend's basement. He had a bunch of like structures and stuff.
If you call it playing Nerf, I don't think you've really been nerfing.
So what are the other videos?
It was like a couple like video game, like here's how I beat this level of a video game. It looked like a couple Nerf unboxings. One whose title was totally incomprehensible to me.
Okay.
What's the most viewed video on his channel, do you know?
Oh, I think it had like 9 or 10. Wow. I X'd out of it, but yeah. So he's got a loyal but small fan base, I'd say.
But it's going. How many of those do you think it's him going to the video to see his view count and accidentally watching it?
Oh, that's depressing, Pan.
I'm sorry.
Here, we're going to cut to a quick track. I always want to give the people something. This is Keller Williams' new album, one of the hits off that. So this is The Electric Hour with Pan and Alana and Jamie and of course, me, John C., and we'll be back in a couple minutes. Boss those teeth around!
I scratched a ticket with the leg of a cricket and I got triple Jesus. I cast it in on Siamese twin at a family firing range. Went to bed, woke up in another man's head, nobody noticed. I'm so excited that the senator's a fighter, don't you tell me nothing's changed. Return to the moon. I'm dying, return to the moon. bought a saltwater fish from a colorblind witch, cause she said that she loved it and couldn't tell her the part that would break her heart, but it loved me. She says, I think you're getting too far away from your family's house to find it. You should know if you run away and I touch you, you freeze. Return to the moon. I'm dying. Return to the moon. Please return to the moon. I'm dying. Return to the moon. By the corner of Eden Park. Don't make me wait for you by the serpentine wall. I wish I could have been there as you were driving away across to California. If you gotta go somewhere, then you better go somewhere far. Did you really think I could make it on my own without you? I'm no genius. I picture myself being cool in the back seat of your car. Return to the moon. I'm dying. Return to the moon. Please return to the moon. I'm dying.
Hello, that was Keller Williams with Return to the Moon off his new album, Raw. I mean, you know, it's an acoustic guitar. It's,
raw!
Yeah, it's not raw in like the, you know, oh yeah, you know. It's just raw because I think it's just him and guitar.
Excuse me.
You know.
Uncut.
Stop.
Drums for days. That was a pretty good Weekly Wheeze right there.
That was the Weekly Wheeze.
I think that was the Weekly Wheeze.
The what?
Jamie and I have a music discussion podcast.
Short form.
A short form music discussion podcast called the Weekly Wheeze.
Wow.
I think we wanted to get Nep in, and I think that was an appropriate way to do it.
Yeah.
Because it makes Alana upset when we talk about music. Or I guess it more makes Liliana upset.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's happening.
It's so weird. Whenever Jamie and I.
Mind.
If Jamie and I spend more than about 10 seconds talking about music, Liliana's just like, who cares? And,
I'll just zone out.
Sure.
That doesn't mean I'm upset.
Sure.
People do that when I talk about anything.
I think you could just say, when I talk. Shorter.
I'm not used to editing my sentences. People aren't usually paying attention.
Wow, that's so true.
Honestly, I can relate.
Man, do you guys think the greatest poet of all time never even got read very much?
Yeah, Shakespeare was not famous.
No, but like, what if it was just some sixth grader,
like super Shakespeare?
Yeah, just some sixth grader, and they're just writing
Billy Shakespeare
little sonnets on their desk about whoever in class, and maybe they're amazing, but no one ever saw them.
You know, that actually happens with a lot of POC works, like especially literature, is that the books just like get published by really small companies like forever ago and no one cares about them because like, ooh, who wants to read a book by like a Latina woman or a black woman or something? Actually, their eyes were watching God. That's what happened with that book. And then
how did it get?
Because someone like found it like in their library or something and like published it and or like found the manuscript and republished it and redistributed it, and it became like vastly popular, got added to like college reading lists.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We read it in AP English.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'd never heard that. That
happens quite frequently.
Origin
so
story.
There could be a Billy Shakespeare out there.
Yeah, we just read John Grisham in my English class.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we did okay. We read a lot of Japanese authors, a lot of African-American authors. We did okay. My English teacher was a pretty eccentric old woman who I like very much.
Eccentric old ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
They make the best English teachers.
The joke was always... Actually, I can't say this on the air.
My English teacher, I think my junior year in high school, was like really smart, really educated. Like, I liked her a lot. She was one of the few teachers I think maybe taught me something in high school.
Oh, Lana, did you not like your high school?
Anyway, the one downfall of this was she was really rude to me when I was taking off school for the Jewish holiday and, like, kind of gave me a hard time, and I really didn't appreciate it. And then later in the year, so I took off school despite her being obnoxious to me. And later in the year, she was like, oh, I'm not going to be in school tomorrow. It's Polish Kids Day, and I'm going to... not go to school, take my kid out of school.
Is that
and go to an amusement park. And I was like, really? Your amusement park is more important than my religion? That's wonderful.
Well,
Polish Kids Day! Everyone's a kid today! Oh, no.
I should clarify she was Polish, but that's not really an excuse at all.
No. Yeah, she's also not a kid.
No, her kid was a kid.
Oh, well...
Her kid was
also
a kid.
Not an excuse.
Yeah, yeah, that's a pretty hilarious double standard.
It's one day. Come on.
So was the Jewish holiday, or maybe it was 2 days.
You guys have been out for one day.
Yikes.
You're good.
Yeah, you guys can also get like 10 a year.
We get what?
It's just one day. It's just one Polish kids' day that they're asking for.
Yeah, Lana, let the Poles have something. Come on. Kids' Day, it's like Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah wrapped up into one.
Rosh Hashanah.
Isn't that the correct pronunciation?
Isn't it Rosh Hashanah?
I suppose it depends on what language you're speaking.
Look, I'm not Jewish.
I feel like the authentic Hebrews in my life say Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, now I feel...
I don't know.
Now I feel so stupid.
I don't know. I mean, it. You know.
It's not wrong.
It's yeah, I know. I just always feel like you should say words correctly if you can help it.
Really what you should do is let me take off school and not be a jerk face.
Yeah, that's pretty obnoxious, I would say.
Thank you.
Religious holiday versus Polish Kids Day.
God, I know.
Oh man.
Wow.
Can you imagine if we had to do that for every, I don't know.
Dude, I want Polish Kids Day here at college.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't go to class.
I have to go to no movies.
I need to go to Six Flags.
Yeah.
It's mandated by the holiday. Wow, that's hilarious.
I guess.
Six Flags Agawam. Sorry, Six Flags Springfield. It's actually an Agawam, but that is just a gross-sounding town name, so they called it Six Flags Springfield.
That's an interesting... I like Agawam.
Wait, yeah. Is this the one in Mass, or...?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry,
Where's the one in Illinois?
It's a bit of a tidbit.
No one cares about Illinois.
Everyone cares about Illinois.
No one cares about Illinois.
That's where Chicago is.
Oh.
You know.
You know, I know that in, like, the back of my mind.
Are we talking about the album?
You know,
because, man.
But that's the only...
My hometown?
That's the only part of Illinois
What's
that,
your favorite
like,
track?
Matters.
I don't know. You know, I didn't run into someone. I was talking to someone the other day, and she said she really liked long track names, like the ones on Illinois. And
really?
I was like, oh, gross. Really? And she was like, yeah, like the one, and she named a couple of, like, the really long song names, and I was just like, I just find it completely obnoxious because
it's such an obnoxious thing.
Because it's difficult to refer to the song then, which is the whole point of naming something, is so you can refer to it easily.
I mean, you can have a short... I mean, people have made like shorthands for, at least for Illinois, they've made like shorthand reference. Like, I think Wasp. You know Wasp?
Yeah, I know Wasp, yeah. but it's just, I was baffled to hear someone say that because I knew I had espoused the exact opposite opinion pretty recently.
Yeah.
Using almost the same language that she was using. Anyway, that was the Weekly Wheeze. Alana, your high school... So, just full disclosure, I was with Alana over winter break a little bit, and we visited her high school against her objections. And we found just one charming thing that I thought was that some of your artwork is still hanging up, which I thought was at least pretty cool.
We realized this right before we were kicked out.
We were forcibly removed from the building.
What?
Yeah. Well,
why were you kicked out?
Apparently, you can't just walk into
because you can't just walk into a public school.
Yeah. But we did, so they should maybe have the security guards do their job.
We literally walked in, and a metal detector beeped loudly, and we just kept walking.
And we stayed in there for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, well over half an hour.
My question is, why didn't you know that you had to like get a visitor's?
Oh, we knew.
I had a hunch.
Oh.
We figured. We just didn't want to do that.
I just am. Being in that building brings about a lot of anxiety for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily the happiest time in my life.
I was pretty adamant that we go.
He was.
It's nice about the artwork, though.
Yeah. It was like a group project I did about a book that none of us had read or were even assigned to read.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's nice.
Yep.
It's like...
painted but not read.
Painted. Exactly.
Fair enough. Pam, what was your high school like? What
my high school?
What was the situation? Who were the alphas?
Not me. I was very unpopular in middle school and high school.
That goes without saying. You're a tough student.
Yeah.
I had friends.
Sure.
As did you.
Yeah, but...
but how many? Like three or like a bunch?
Yeah, I had like three.
You should see John's position on the scatter plot, the popularity versus...
I bet John's like...
But John has a bunch of friends and they're all incredibly good looking.
Well, here's the thing. No, I'm kidding. Here's the thing. My senior year, I got really popular near the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think that was?
Because I think...
change your hair?
I actually
works for a lot of people. Oh, okay.
I cut my hair short, and I guess people just realized I was super cool. Not to brag or anything, my high school was nice. I went to a private all girls school in Los Angeles, which is great when you're a gender queer. And like if you think of the whitest of the white girls, like they wear Lululemons and Uggs, and they have it marked on their calendars when the pumpkin spice latte comes out. And they have, like, a new Marc Jacobs bag every week where I'm here with my, like, JanSport. Like, thanks. This is all I can afford.
Hey, man, JanSport's...
dude, Jan makes some good stuff.
I love JanSport.
They make some good stuff.
That's right, some good stuff.
Some good stuff from JanSport.
JanSport? We're talking
JavaScript. JanSport.
Not to shame is Jan. JanSport.
I'm so sorry, Pan. You're experiencing this for likely the first time.
Sorry.
You know, I should have expected this.
It never ends now.
I've sometimes experienced it with Sam and Jamie. It's the same thing.
They like to speak like their teacher.
Yeah.
All the time.
Professor Ming Chow.
I see. Well, my school was
so amazing.
Comp
20. Okay.
Comp 20. My school was pretty great. In like a sense of it sucked being like, it was like a white feminist school, so that was fun.
Sure.
And being someone who liked Dungeons and Dragons and Star Wars and was a year younger than everybody and always corrected people did not win me popularity points.
I would imagine, Pam.
Yeah, not until like senior year and I had like made a dragon for a school production and I was like head of they started trying to become a STEM school, and so I was like the only engineering person in my grade, and I was like spearheading that, and I also did art, and people started recognizing me when I would continuously run across the school screaming because I had to get from the studio to the engineering room.
You thought screaming would help you go faster?
It was more out of desperation.
Okay, sure.
I mean, it made them more popular, so
sure.
Yeah.
Now here's the question. Here's the question that I have.
I love my school though.
Is it worse to be at a white feminist high school or, in my high school's case, just a not at all feminist high school?
I would have died if I was at the public high school. Like, I complain, but the only reason I'm probably able to be comfortable, like, yeah, I'm them, or, like, I can stand up for myself is because I went to this school where I also realized, like, hey, there's a problem with this. If I went to my brother's school, I think I would have been stabbed by now. Public school system in Los Angeles isn't the best.
Is the public school system anywhere?
I've heard
especially
it's the best.
Great. somewhere.
I'm not so sure.
Somewhere they're
Grand Rapids, somewhere
it must be the best.
Grand Rapids, Michigan has a really good public school system.
I mean, some really rich suburbs have like fantastic public schools.
New York has good public school system.
I suppose.
Because they have tax money.
Yeah. Alana was like, what's the missing ingredient? Yeah.
So and then it was better. And like my school, like they're always willing to grow in a slightly problematic way, but I love it. And they like make me feel like I do stuff because I'm like the token, hey, I'm, you know, LGBT, I'm in engineering, and they're like, great, let's put you on all the pamphlets.
Yeah.
So my face is everywhere.
Pamphlets.
You know, I really appreciate
that. I did it for them.
Thank you.
Yeah. My high school, you sure weren't allowed to be gay. Anyway.
Well, I probably would not have liked your high school then.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't, it turned out. Anyway.
would you like to elaborate?
No. I mean, it was just whatever.
Where are you from?
I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. Oh. Catholic school.
Midwest.
I mean, it wasn't super. In a lot of ways,
was it very waspy?
No, we don't have wasps out there.
Oh.
It's more farm boyish.
Are you a farm boy, John?
I am not.
Did you grow up?
A lot of my classmates
wrangling
were.
Sheep.
He also worked on a farm.
You don't wrangle. Okay, I've worked on a farm. Yes, but you don't. First of all, you don't wrangle sheep, and also, secondly, it was a hay farm. So, just for the record,
okay. Of
course.
Yeah.
You herd sheep.
Yeah, you heard sheep. Yes.
You
wrangle
sheep.
Good. Glad we clarified.
You wrangle friends.
Is that how you get your friends, John?
Yeah. All right.
My friends came together because we're all unpopular.
Wrangler.
Jeans.
Space for your scrot.
Before you guys got here, there was a... The automatic music that played was one of those, like, just like, oh, yeah, kind of rock songs that... I've heard in a Jeans commercial before. Jamie, any takeaways from your high school that you want to share? Any quick high school pros, cons?
Yes.
Who are the alphas?
I mean...
Who was the most popular person at your high school? What was their name?
In my year, it was this kid named Nate Johnson.
It was a boy?
Yeah.
A boy. Really?
Yeah. He was talking to...
Nate Johnson.
Yeah.
For us, it was Cassidy McDonald. But what was so great about Nate?
Nate, I mean, he was just the kind of guy, he was a great guy. Not yet. Great guy.
Best guy.
Arguably best guy. He did get best guy in the yearbook.
Beautiful guy.
He was. He was. He's very smart. He's very athletic. He was in the jazz band with me, so we played trumpet together. He was first trumpet. I was second.
The most popular kid was in the jazz band.
Yeah,
that's so weird.
Yeah, he was a pretty good trumpet player too.
Sure.
He was a good looking dude. He goes to MIT now.
The most popular kid in your school was the MIT.
Yeah, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Your school.
People at Jamie's school have good taste.
I guess the most popular girl in my school goes to Notre Dame, but that's different.
The most popular
She's gonna work at the New York Times.
One of the most popular girls in my school is in rehab.
Oh, charming.
Yeah, but another one of the most.
LA.
Where's that?
you know, it's on
rehab state. Hey, Pan, can you do me a favor and read one of these public service announcements? Because we got to wrap up in a sec.
Sure.
Rehab state.
Where are they?
Everything in there is a public service announcement. You can just pick one, and you can read it. And this is something we have to do for the government!
Oh, well.
I always forget the new guy's name.
Okay. Numbers to think about. Prescription drug
classic
versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all recorded history, 0.
What?
A message.
I thought it'd be so many.
I know, right? Like maybe 420 or something. blaze it.
Are we allowed to say that?
No.
Anyway, just
a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Nice.
They did. There's always an air of pretension to the. Like, they didn't have to say all of recorded history.
Yeah.
All of recorded history.
Yeah.
There's a lovely picture on here, too. And it says no kill in the tiny corner.
Yeah. That means that you don't take it out the binder. Some of them you kill them on a certain date when they become outdated.
Oh, I thought it was telling me not to kill people in order to. Increase the statistics.
Right.
No. But.
No kill.
I'd hope you wouldn't need a reminder.
Hey, man. Everybody needs a reminder sometimes.
Yeah, it's called the Seven Commandments. Ten Commandments. Seven sins.
Wow.
Seven Deadly Commandments.
Seven Commandments, Jamie, come on.
Rehab state.
Have you not been othering thy father and mother?
There's seven. I thought it was have ten.
No, but I have been coveting my neighbor's wife. So. Ah,
gross.
Yeah.
Our neighbor's wife is like some woman with kids.
Yep.
Jeez.
Yeah. I assume. There's definitely there's a family there, I think. Right?
It's weird to think that there's families around here.
Yeah.
Guys, Tony and Monica lives around here.
Yeah.
Shut
ever think about that? cool. So, number of houses in which Tony Monaco lives. One.
Well, not in Griffith House, apparently. Two, I guess.
In recording
history. No, he does. No, I heard he doesn't.
I asked him.
Really?
At dinner once.
Oh.
I'll explain later.
Oh, well. Pooh, I have a senior dinner tonight.
Me too. Oh, no, mine's tomorrow. Yours tomorrow.
No.
Hey, you said we can't swear.
No, it's tonight. I said crap.
You're not going to need to swear?
No, I'm going tonight. Oh, darn, I made plan. Oh, no, I was supposed to work on a group project. Oh, gosh, this is a mess.
You're not going with everyone else in majors?
No, I couldn't. I have I have to dance with this one.
Oh, right.
Dude, John, get your priorities straight.
Buy
a planner.
Shoot. This
write
is
it
no
on your
good.
Hand.
Oh, no. Okay, I have some recalibrating to do. Anyway, we got to wrap up, but
so wrong. Right.
Anybody, so wrong. Everybody come to the stand-up show Friday night at 9:30 in Barnum. It's going to be great.
Sit with Alana.
Jamie and Pan are both going to be in it.
Yeah, is anyone else so anything is John. Aren't you also going to be in it?
Yeah, well, I'll be hosting.
It's great, but I'll be funnier.
Sure.
So,
does anyone have anything else they want to
probably not
plug or advertise?
Hey, John.
Yeah,
boss those teeth around.
Boss those teeth
of
around.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, great. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you.
This has been a really fun
episode. Thanks for having us.
You're listening to Our Comedy Electric on WMFO in Medford, and I'm about to turn it over to Don't Make Me Dance with my good friend, DJ JD Acker. And I'll see y'all next week. Brennan will be back. It's going to be it's going to be a romp and a third. I'll say that. 1.33 repeating romps. And I'm going to play out with a little Flaming Lips. Let's hit it. See you next time.